Hello, everybody. Good to see you. Good to have you listen to me. That is such a weird intro. Anyways, light and darkness is what we're talking about today. I'm not going to get into details, though, because that's what the podcast is about. That's why you're here. So let's do it. Welcome, friends, to New Plan Life, where we've decided to hit the restart button on our lives and pursue what is life-giving instead. We'll be studying scripture daily, talking about current events with guests, and so much more. Thanks for listening. God bless. All right, so I hope your week's been going well. I hope everything's been hunky-dory. Hunky-dory. I haven't said that in so long. Where'd I even get I guess my mom. That's hunky-dory. Someone look that up. What does that even mean? I was reading in Proverbs the other day, and Proverbs, it's like one of those books I forget about because if I'm going to read, most people are like, read a psalm a day, and it's like, well, what about Proverbs? We always forget about Proverbs, and there's so much knowledge in Proverbs. It's written by Solomon, the smartest man ever. Created other than Christ. But anyways, I was reading it after I had the strangest breakfast on the face of the earth. I don't think you guys are ready for this. You're gonna think I'm so weird. To be fair, let me just defend myself first. I woke up like really thirsty and with kind of like a dry throat. I drank water, you know, whatever, and I was like, man, that can of chicken noodle soup is looking mighty nice right now. So I was like, am I about to have chicken noodle soup for breakfast? So I started making chicken noodle soup for breakfast, right? And I had it. And then, I don't know about, this might just be me. Every time I have soup, after I finish the soup, I always have a sweet tooth. Immediately. I don't know what it is. Nothing else does that. It's just soup. Once I get done, it's like, all right, sweetness, where is it? So, I can't believe I'm saying this on my podcast. After having chicken noodle soup for breakfast, I went to the fridge and poured some milk and pulled out the Oreos. And yes, I did not have a few. I had a good amount. So I had chicken noodle soup with Oreos and milk for breakfast. I don't know. I don't know what's happening to me. Anyways, so after that breakfast, I started reading Proverbs 4, and this verse really, really stuck out to me, and I feel like God just gave me this image in my mind that I wanted to share with you guys. So Proverbs 4:19, listen to this. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. They don't know what they stumble over because they're living in such deep darkness. And I just kind of paused and got to thinking about that, and I was like, what kind of life is that? Because to walk in complete darkness is one thing, to just not be able to, you know, see. But to constantly stumble and hit your face and be attacked by all these, basically, you're being attacked by darkness throughout life in the darkness. And I got this vision in my head of just a hallway. The picture came to me of, imagine someone trying to go down a long, pitch black hallway lined with obstacles. And these obstacles are pieces of the darkness itself, right? Because in this life, there are certain things that come at us that inside of those things lie darkness and so much evil. But the hallway in this case is the earth we live on and the path we take from start to finish, right? Our life, the start and end date, the expire date. But we try to keep straight, right? When we go down a hallway, we don't wind down the hallway, I hope. Unless, you know, you're spun in circles 30 times and you're playing a game. I don't know. We try to keep straight. That's my point. But we keep bumping into obstacles down this hallway that we can't see because we're living in darkness. We're initially born into darkness without the knowledge of light or the experience or the awakening. So we travel through this hallway in darkness, being attacked by darkness, bumping into darkness. We are curious about the darkness. We are living in spiritual darkness. So we don't understand when we get tripped up like these things, like self-indulgence, alcohol, pornography, rage, drugs, and all sorts of evil. We try our hardest to avoid these obstacles and stay on the straight path, but we end up walking through doors in the hallway that take us off the straight path. I always think of in the Old Testament, when God gave Israel the promised land, his chosen people, he said, "Take the land, it's yours, go get it." That's a straight line. That's straight there, right? That's the hallway in this analogy. But they didn't take the straight line because that'd be too easy. Just like us, we don't have faith and we don't take the straight line or follow what God says all the time because we think we know better. And we end up just running in circles and going into rooms that we shouldn't be in. And we waste years of our life not going anywhere while the hallway just shrinks. It just gets shorter and shorter and shorter because that's our lifespan, right? We spend years in these rooms that we shouldn't be in, living in darkness and hurting ourselves and leaving with deep scars, whether physically or spiritually, emotionally. And we don't get anywhere and we just lose life. Wasting time we could have been living on the straight path. I think we walk through the hallway with a lot of these scars and bruises because we can't see them, right? So we stumble through life in pain because we're being attacked and hit and all these things are coming at us and being laid in our laps. And we try to avoid them, but we can't. So we're walking through this hallway, you know, we're throbbing, we're bleeding. We have like all these mental things we got going on. And the reason we can't see these obstacles, though, is because they're spiritually discerned. The Holy Spirit brings the light into our life. And he gives us the eyes to see the straight path that is in front of us. And when the hall becomes light, we now not only see the obstacles, but we also see the evil within those obstacles. We can avoid the darkness because we can see it now. We can accuse it. And we can save people from it and warn them, right? Those who have ears, let them hear. Because these truths are spiritually discerned. The world is walking through a dark hallway, blind, being afflicted and attacked by every kind of evil that they can't see clearly to defend themselves from it. When Christ enters someone's life, they receive clarity, they receive vision, they receive light. They receive the truth behind everything if we follow in God's wisdom. And then it's up to our free will to follow down that straight path that we can now see that the Lord is guiding us down. He beckons us down that path and asks us and hopefully doesn't grieve, because the Bible says his spirit grieves when we take part in that darkness, especially when we can see it and we know it deep down. But he beckons us to avoid taking part in that darkness that we see along the way. When we see this darkness as we're going down this path, he beckons us to just keep walking, just keep trusting in him, trusting in his plan and his guidance. As scripture says, he will make our path straight, and to lean on him with all of our understanding, to trust the Lord God, to love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, and strength. And if you do, your curiosity won't be in the darkness. Your curiosity will be in the presence and the depth and the mystery of God. Suffering will come. That's a given. But that will shape us down the hallway. It's not darkness that leads to despair. It's suffering that leads to perseverance, that leads to character. And we'll have Jesus to help us discern through that suffering in dark times to help us through. Even when we're going down this hallway and it seems dark, remember, Jesus is in the fire with you. He stands in the flames with you. When you go through the valley and you can't see anything, He is there with you, guiding you to the end. Because there's light on the horizon. Every day is a new day. There's light at the end of the tunnel. There's a rainbow at the end of rain clouds. And there's hope. And like I started the podcast off, it is the cliche about light versus darkness, but it's so true. I and you, I hope, don't want to walk around this life blind to the darkness. In John it says, there is no darkness in God. He is light. So to know how to walk in this life is to follow God and His statutes. That's why when you read Psalms and Proverbs and all over the Bible, it says to meditate on His word day and night, to study His precepts, to hide His law within your heart and your soul. Because when you do that, you're lighting up your life with the truth of Christ. Being filled with the Holy Spirit, giving you clarity so you can discern. In Matthew 15:14, it says, if the blind leads the blind, they will both fall into a ditch. And is that not the world? Is that not the world we see now with everything that happened the past couple of years and looking to the government and politics and the way we run things and laws, you know, that sway towards evil or righteousness? If the blind leads the blind, they will both fall into a ditch. It reminds me of another Bible verse that says, where there's moral rot within a society, it falls. When morality ceases to exist, when truth and light cease to exist, everyone becomes blind. And when a society becomes blind and they don't know what righteousness is and truth and justice, they create righteousness, truth, and justice, which is perverted because it's not the truth of Christ. It's their own. So they become blind in their own foolishness. And when our leaders become blind in their own foolishness, they try to lead us in that blindness, which leads us into a pit. And that's why God made the body of Christ, is because the body of Christ was made to stand up against that sort of tyranny, that sort of foolishness. There's a reason why there was so few disciples and so few believers in this vast world, and Christianity spread like a wildfire. It was because the body of Christ is so powerful when it's moving in the Spirit. People forget that the body of Christ is the best weapon we have here on this earth, because we are driven by the Holy Spirit within that body, and all of the parts are working together. So when there is moral rot within a society and the blind try to lead us, we stand up against that in truth and love and stand in boldness and say, no, this is the way of righteousness. In John 1:1-5, it says, in the beginning, the Word already existed. This light and this truth has already been there. The Word was with God and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning of God. See how it gives personhood to the Word Word. He. Is the word word a person? I don't know. Is it? He. The word he existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines within the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. In 1 Corinthians 13, remember it says, everything will pass away. Everything is dust. But the word of the Lord will forever remain. So I hope this podcast has been an encouragement to you today. And let me just speak to you. Don't walk through this life down that hallway being tripped up by darkness that you can't see and trying to make sense of it. We're made to trust in the Lord. We're made to lean on him and his understanding. So I pray that in this life, lean into the light so you can see what's been tripping you up, so you can see the obstacles that are in your way, that Satan keeps putting in your way, to see the darkness that's within them so that you can walk through the light without being tripped up and in pain and being scarred any longer. He has the path that's straight and lit and clear for you. So I pray whatever you're going through, whether it be suffering, sickness, bank account, job, family, that you trust in the Lord and lean on him with all of your heart and pray to him that he lights up your life. That you ask the Holy Spirit to come into your heart and come into your life. Because we don't want to live in the darkness anymore. We want to live in the light. And that's the point of this channel, is to live, to make a new plan. I'm not going to walk down this hallway of darkness anymore. I'm going to walk down being guided by Jesus Christ himself, who died for me. How foolish can I be to try to walk in darkness without the person who has the light and the person who would die for me? So God bless you guys. Be safe as the week goes on. Press into God. Get in that word. Read some Proverbs like I did this morning. Don't eat chicken noodle soup and Oreos. You won't feel good after. And I just pray for God's blessing over your life. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. God bless. Peace.